We are learning Maseches Sivamos Daf Mem Hey Amud Beis, and we are beginning three lines from the bottom. Shalchu le of the bottom of Mem Hey Amud Aleph. Shalchu le b'nei b'meimichsi. B'meimichsi is the name of a place. The people of b'meimichsi sent a message to Rabba. What's the halacha in such a case? Misha chetzi ever chetzi mecharim. How do you have a chetzi ever chetzi mecharim? You have Eved Kenani, his own b'shutves. Remember, Eved Kenani, the yichus is like a guy because it says shulach and poyim echamar, but he's a little bit, he does mitzvahs like Isha, that's Eved Kenani. And here we have Eved Kenani who was a chatzi becherim, why? Because it was a partnership, he's owned by two Jews, and one Yid gave him a star shikhar. So half of him is free, like a regular Yid, and the other half is Eved. So what's the halacha? This type of chatzi becherim can't marry anyone. Can't marry a shifcha, why not? Because his chatzi becherim can't marry a shifcha. He can't marry a bas chayrin, he can't marry a regular Jewish woman because his Eved part can't marry the Bas Yisrael. So what happens if Be'isser, the Chetzi Eved Chetzi was Ba Bas Yisrael? What's the halacha of the Vlad? Maho, what's the halacha of Vlad? Is it a mamzer or not? Omalei, hashta Eved Kuloi. Now you're right, we paskin that a full Eved, Amri Kosher, the child's not a mamzer, the child's Kosher, Chetzi and Ba'i, it's a Shiloh about a Chetzi. That's what Rav answered. Om Rav Yosef, Moro de Shmaitza, who's man that holds Kosher? Manu. It's Rav Yehuda. That's Rav Yehuda. One of the shittas we have before is Rav Yehuda holds the mutter. It said Rav Yehuda, Maribola Teira. Rav Yehuda holds its mutter. It's not a mamzer. But Amar Rav Yehuda, Misha Chetzi Eved Chetzi Mecharim, Abba Bas Shaul, Oysa Vladin Latakana. But we have a memory for Rav Yehuda. The same Rav Yehuda says, such a case of Chetzi Eved Chetzi Mecharim, the Abba Bas Shaul, the Vladin Latakana, Vlad's a mamzer. So the same on the Amar holds that a full Eved is not a mamzer. Here it is a mamzer. So what's the case? Is it taking Kaval Chaimer? So the Gemara, ki itma de Rav Yehuda, going to Kodesh Bas Yisrael. So the Gemara, a case like this, that this Chetz of the Chorim gave Kedush in the Bas Yisrael. The Nimtza Tzad Avdu Shaboy, Mishtamish Be'esh Yisish. He's saying like this, this Chetz of the Chorim first gave Kedush to this lady. So she's Mekudesh to the half Be'chorim. So she's the Esh Yisish. Now when the Baal Aleha, the Eved Shaboy is Baal Esh Yisish. And right now the Gemara is assuming, Eved that's Baal, regular Bas Yisrael, is Vlad Kosher. But what about an Eved that's Baal Esh Yisish? What's the halacha? Just like when Yisrael is Baal Esh Yisish, it's a mamzer. So an Eved that's Baal Esh Yisish is also a mamzer, right? What would be the halacha if Eved Chav is Baal Esh Yisish? What?
Same person.
Right, same person. So what?
The Eved and the Baal.
They are the same person. The same person. Why is the Eved is Baal and Baal Esh Yisish?
His ish.
What? It's not, because there's no Tivis Kedushin to the Eved part. There's no Tivis Kedushin. Where it works is the person, Eved's not Tivis Kedushin. What would be the halacha of a goy was Baal Esh Yisish? Is it a mamzer? What would you name on at this point? A goy is Baal Esh Yisish. What would you say? A goy is Baal Esh Yisish. What's the halacha?
No.
What's the halacha? So you would say, Eved a goy that's Baal Bas Yisrael is not a mamzer, but Esh Yisish, why should he be better? He's better than Yisrael. Yisrael is a mamzer. So here we're tining that since the Tzad Eved Shaboy is Baal Esh Yisish, Vlad's mamzer, that's the word we're tining now. Could go in the Kodesh Bas Yisrael. Then said Tzad Avdu Shaboy, Mishtam Esh Yisish. Break the Gemara. But that thing we were saying is not true. Ramra Adoy, Mishmeid Rav Yaakov, Odibra Paisel, Paisel Phil Pnuya. If you hold that Eved, Vavichav, Mabab, Ashal, Vlad Mamzer, is even if the Israelis is a Pnuya, if she's not even married. Odibra Machsha, those hold that's not a Mamzer, Machsha Phil Esh Yisish, a Machsha Phil Esh Yisish, is a huge chiddish. Which means a goy or an Eved Kenani that bar an Esh Yisish is not a mamzer. And what's the pshat? V'shteim lo amdu elam Esh Yisav. Esh Yisav is a regular erba. With there, it is a makar for mamzeris. So we learn out from there the din of mamzeris. Saman the apostle, the one who holds that even an Eved of a chav minabal pnuya is a mamzer. So v'ma Esh Yisav l'tafis ba kedushin. Just like by Esh Yisav, which is krisus, which is karis, chayiv karis, there's no tvisis ba kedushin. The wife of your father, if someone's born that her, there's no tvisis ba kedushin. And there's a vlad mamzer. Af called l'tafis ba kedushin, a vlad mamzer. So that man then learns out that every Eved v'chav minabal pnuya is vlad mamzer. U'man de machshe, one holds kosher, so v'ma Esh Yisav, the l'day l'tafis ba kedushin, just like by Esh Yisav, dear, to you, who you are ever to her, is l'tafis ba kedushin. La'achrini, but to other people, tafsi about kedushin. Lafuke Eved, loy tafsi kedushin klal, no tafsi kedushin at all. It's not like this. The chiddush like this: if a goy is baal Esh Yisish, my demo holds that it's not a mamzer when she's baal apnuya. If when he's baal apnuya, if the goy is baal Esh Yisish, also not a mamzer. Aye, the makes no sense. So Gemara says, you know why? We learn from Esh Yisav. Esh Yisav is something that they have tafsi kedushin in other places at least. Here has no tzitzis, anywhere has no mamzer. I can ask me, still, what's a svara? So it's even worse. It has no tzitzis anywhere, for sure it's be a mamzer. What's a svara, Shavuot? So the Rashba said, as far as like this, they were learning from Eishes Av, the only time something's a mamzer is if the not tzitzis exclusion is coming from the Arayis Shavuot. But if the not tzitzis exclusion is coming from being a goy, that is not something that's mechayiv a mamzer, makes a mamzer. And therefore, it's mandi homos not a mamzer. So it's back shver. What does Rav Yehuda mean that a chetzi ever, chetzi mechayirim, haba b'as yishol, oyse b'laz a mamzer? What's pshat in such a halacha? What's pshat in such a halacha? Zok the Gemara. So, ella ki itva da Rav Yehuda, ki goyin shabal, eish yishish, v'nimsa tzad chayir shabay. The case is like this. The chetzi ever, chetzi mechayirim came out, was mezano, a regular eish yishish. So here, you're right, as the Eved Shaboy is not a mamzer, but his Ben Chayrim Shaboy makes a mamzer. He's not even he's Israel in that part. That's the case. Eli Itmar, Kiyitmar Ahud, the Goshabal, it's just Mitzvah Sacheris, but it's not Mitzvah Sacheris. That's Mitzvah Sacheris. That's Pshad and Chatzim. So Allah Chamais is, a Chatzim Yev Chatzim Chorim, the Baal and Ishish, talk about mamzer, because there, the Sacheris Shaboy was Baal and Ishish, therefore the Vlad is a mamzer. Very good Shmach. The same thing. Doesn't be chatzin chatzin. Right, right. Yeah, any percentage of Ben Chayrim is a problem. Not up to half. Yeah, anything. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omer Ravino, Omerli Rav Gaza. Rav Gaza told me, Rav Yose, Iklo Rav Yose Ba'oven La'asrin, that Rav Yose Ba'oven went to a certain town, Ba'ava Uvdo Be'pnuya. There was a Maisa there with a regular Eved, Eved Gomer, that was Ba'al Apnuya, Ba'akshe. And he said it was kosher, the child's kosher. But Eishes Ish, the regular Eved married with Mazana with the Eishes Ish, Upasel. And he said the child's a mamzer. So this is not like we just learned. Here it sounds like even though Eved Abba Pnuya is of that kosher, when it comes to Eishes Ish's apostle. So that was the story he said over. Om Rav Sheshes, Lidi Omli Rav Gaza. Rav Gaza told me the Maisa, and the Maisa is not like you're saying. Loi Rav Yesi Ba'oven Hava. First of all, it's not Rav Yesi Ba'oven. Elo Rav Yosi Rebbe Zvida, or someone else, Rav Yosi Rebbe Zvida, Hava. And number two is, Va'achshir, and he said it was kosher, Beim Yipnuy, Beim Yishish. Both cases, the child was kosher. Because like we just said, if you hold it kosher, Beim Yipnuy, you hold kosher, Beim Yishish also. Why? Because learn from Eishes Av, anything that does not have two solutions in other places does not have Mamzer. Only Rav Achabre, the Rabbi, the Ravino, Ikla, Beim La'asrin, Va'achshir, Beim Yipnuy, Beim Yishish. Same type of idea, that he was machshir, sai by pnuy, sai by shish, what's halacha? Behilkasa, oyved, kechav, and beevad, abba by shal, abba kosher, be pnuy, be shish. That's halacha lamaisa. We paskin that a goy or a ever kanani, habal ishish shal, the vlad is kosher, sai if the Israelis was a pnuya, sai if ishish, the halacha is the vlad is kosher. That means a murder kechish, a goy that's with zara ishish, it's better than if Israel was zara ishish, and the halacha is the vlad is a kosher. So tomorrow, right? Ravam, Achshira, Rav Mori Bar Rochel, Umanya Bapursi the Bavel. Rav Mori Bar Rochel was someone who came from, the father was a goy, at least Bashas, when he was conceived, the father was a goy. He landed up becoming a ger, his name was Issa Geyura, he landed up becoming a ger, but we yachas him after his mother because his father was a goy, Bashas, when he was conceived. So he was really a shtickle, someone who came from a Bas Yisrael. From a Ovechavim, he does a great Yichas. And Rava appointed him as a ruler in Bavel. Like the Paran Seir, but Purs the Bavel. He was one of the Gabayim who was in charge of the year. He appointed him as a Gabay. Vavagav the Amamar, Soim Tosim Alecha Melech, Kol Masim Shatam Esma Al Yehu Elam Mekar Bechecha. It says in the Pasig, Soim Tosim Alecha Melech, Hashif Chashim Bechecha Boy Mekar Bechecha, Tosim Alecha Melech. And we learn after this, just like a Melech has to be with proper Yichas, has to be your brothers, has to be if your family, can't be a Ger. Same thing. When it comes to any stellar, any job, like a parnas, also has to be mekarav achecha. So hi, Rava said, kiven the imam Yisrael, says the mother from Yisrael, mekarav achecha queen of bay. We call him a karav achecha. We call him mekarav achecha, and this whole taisus here, the handles of a group of samelach, and it's a whole shiloh, when you learn misak l'saita, if this is taka, a good yichus, and not, but agamar zavuyer, that after imam Yisrael, it's a good yichus. So I think Gemara Vayta, another different story. This story is about the Eved Kanani, who and Geiris. That's what we're going to get into. And Daf Mem Vav, but Ikra will talk about Eved Kanani. Next Gemara will talk about a little bit about Geiris. The halacha is that a Ger or a Geiris has to do two things in order to become a Ger. He has to get a Milah if he's a man, and he has to do Tefillah. He also has to have a Kabbalah's Mitzvahs. He needs Mal. Taval and Kabbalah's mitzvahs in order to become a ger. So we have this woman who is becoming a ger, and instead of being toiveling l'shem geris, she toiveled l'shem nidus. Avdei d'Rav Chiya bar Ami, atvelei, he was matvel ahi oivizchavim, this goyish woman, l'shem intasa. So Rashi's two pshat, we'll go on Rashi's ikar pshat, it means she was toivel l'shem nidus. Om Rav Yosef, yechalina l'achshir reba u'abarta. I can machshir. Now, what happens is here, we have an eved that bought on this woman. So he says, first of all, I'll be machshir her to be a yid, she'll be a yid, and her child also will be Jewish. How is that? Yechalina l'achshir reba u'abarta. Ba, could Rav Asi. Don't have Asi, mila tovel nedusa. Rav Asi holds that if someone is, instead of being tovel for a geiris, they're tovel for a nidus, it works. Why? Because you're showing that you want to keep the mitzvahs. You're showing that I'm doing something that's only for Yisrael. That's like enough to be tovel legeris. So I can matter her because we go like Rav Asi who says milo tovla nedusa. But Barta, why is the child mutter? Now he wants to bring a story of Rav Asi. He dava karole bar aramaisa. He used to call this guy that he's a son of a goita. Om Rav Asi, Mila Tavla Nedusa, good, maybe she didn't have a geiris, but she Tavla Nedusa. That alone is good enough. And another ma'aseh, who dava karele bar amah, they used to call this guy, he's the son of a guy. Om Rav Shimon Levi, no, Mila Tavla Kariyav, didn't he be Tavla for his carry? And if he's Tavla for his carry or for his need, he's showing that he's keeping the mitzvahs, and that alone is Tavla Geiris. Frank Taisis Akasha, what do you mean? Taisis, the bottom Taisis says, Tema, you need a geiris arach shloisha, you need three people, you need a bezin of three. So good, you Tavla Nedusa, or Tavla Kariyav, you don't have three people watching you. That's number one. And number two, where's your Kabbalah's mitzvahs? That's Kasha. One Kasha is, you need three people. Number two Kasha is, neither Tfilas needs at night, and Tfilas needs, and Tfilah Ger has to be by day. And for Tosfos, Kabbalah's mitzvahs has to be in front of Bezdin. But the Tfilah, it does not have to be in front of Bezdin. It's not Ma'akiv at least. And same thing with Laila. The Kabbalah's mitzvahs, which is in Mishpat, has to be by day. Mashenke and Tefillah not by night. So here, these people will makabel mitzvahs for three. These were in Tevil. So the Tefillah nido, Tefillah carry works. Why? Because that does not need shloisha. The only it's ma'akev shloisha is only the kabbalah's mitzvahs that's din of din. Mashenke this now din of din. Adkan this Gemara. Metzim tomorrow's daf. We will learn all about the Tefillah of Eved Kenani l'shem mitzvahs, and if he's chaps around, does l'shem ben chayrim. Ayin the Metzim on tomorrow's shiur.